Oh, everyone, let's get your unified fields together. Spirit, please set spin ratio of the fields. 1-1. 2-1. 3-2. 5-3. 8-5. 13-8. 21-13. 34-21. 55-34. 89-55. 144-89. Initiate unified fields. And allowing your unified field to gently touch the surface of the field to those in front of you and behind you and next to you to create one single group unified field to magnify and amplify our efforts. Now allow your collective unified field to rise. We are going to the embattled Middle East, of course, where Lebanon is taking heavy attacks at the moment. Of course, we have our nested grids around the continuing activities in Gaza against the population there. Basically, we are going to surround the whole region of the Persian Gulf. So expand the collective unified field to the nested grid for the region, including parts of Iran, of course, the whole Sinai Peninsula and the Arabian Peninsula, the Gulf. We're calling on the peace angels of the name today. We need all their expertise. They're going to be sending various energetic supports and messages to their operatives on the ground. And they are there. Also, we call upon the Elohim of Divine Peace. Peace looks like the shiny iridescent inside of an abalone shell, that kind of silver with the shimmering blue, green, red, purple, pink, yellow, beautiful colors. And while they are transmitting these intense and amplified rays, the Council of One is also going to send healing energy to all those affected, traumatized, displaced, injured, harmed in any way by these occurrences. Stand by for a transmission of the energy of divine love. It is a very interesting property of the ray of divine love that it can look like multiple colors. It tends, in fact, to look like your favorite color. So whatever your favorite color is what it's going to be. Moving through the collective unified field, filling your collective unified field, amplifying it and anchoring it to the physical, spilling it into the nested grid, which amplifies and intensifies the energy even more and keeps it streaming into the area. We also call upon Gaia and the Uraeus group to work on all elementals and nature spirits, so many of which have been harmed by these war activities. There are deep wounds in the elementals in Gaza and Lebanon, all the areas that have seen heavy artillery in Iran. There is actually an environmental catastrophe going on where one of their oil refineries was destroyed, so it's kind of poisoning that area outside Tehran. We already have a nested grid there with wind elementals to try to deal with the toxins in the air, and earth elementals to deal with the toxins in the soil, and water elementals to deal with that. And of course, fire as a purifying force, which is especially appropriate in a land called Iran, since fire is the source of their original religion, Zoroastrianism, the purifying fire of all truth. We call upon that now, aid the healing of the land, which will in turn keep the people who living near it healthy. You can see that the collective shadow is very thick in this area. We have been working more with the collective shadow in various collective consciousness consensus grids recently in these workings that we do together. As you can probably perceive, it is very thick in a region of war. A lot of that shadow is being fed by the violence and upset. And so we bring from the seventh dimension the light of truth from the Elohim to move into the collective consciousness grids of this region to clean them up as much as possible. When the Elohim come through, you may feel very floaty. These are seventh dimensional beings and they're hard to track intellectually. However, it can be very beneficial to feel their energy because it tells all your cells they are perfect, perfect, perfect. And therefore they are perfect, perfect, perfect. So hopefully you'll get some healing out of them today. Thank you. We now release them. We cannot hold them for too long. We can work up to longer. for now. That is enough. And now we call upon the copper ray of communion and the fuchsia ray of unity. And this is unity to a higher purpose, which clearly has nothing to do with the purposes of those prosecuting the wars, as it seldom does, to be honest. Also, your collective unified field in this region helps inspire those within the area of the nested grids to unify their fields as well. In those moments, perhaps their spirits can get through, connect with the personality, and guide them to the highest probability outcome of their actions. One of the issues in Israel is that their collective shadow has been active for a very long time, for many, many years, and it's intensified and strengthened, and it's feeding on the people there in a way that's very destructive to them and to their psyches. So we will also call on the purity ray to do, if we cannot sustain the Elohimic energies, we also call on purity. We bring in the light of higher truth from spirit, that is the indigo ray. We call upon the light of divine love. All of these are higher vibrations that the shadow doesn't like. So we're going to flood the zone with these energies to push back the shadow a little bit. So perhaps those who are in the grip of their shadows in these regions could shake themselves free of its influence. Very good. Now, in line with the work that has already been being done in this region, please allow the collective unified field to rise, moving east, the Pacific Basin and the Ring of Fire. We've done this one before. We expand to encompass the whole basin of the Ring of Fire, north and south. And we're going to call this time on Gaia and the Uraeus group to do some seismic work. The Ring of Fire is very unstable right now, and we would like to see it stay calm as long as possible. However, the activity of the sun, of your star, means that seismic and volcanic activity will be increasing throughout the next few years. So those of you who live near seismic zones, say if you live in Asia or in California, you will definitely find that you are in dream state being called to a lot of seismic stabilization duty. And so stand by and hold focus for stabilization of the region with Gaia and the Uraeus group. Joining with us are the elementals and the nature spirits, the devas of this region, in a collective to guide our work and support it. And they are a lot of them, aren't they? They are a big bunch of support. And as the Uraeus group comes in, your body, which is of the earth, will respond, usually in a favorable way. Sometimes it's uncomfortable if your cells start buzzing a little too high, but bodies generally love to be in the presence of Gaia. And why wouldn't they? Gaia is their mother. Now, please stand by for the transmission of energy for the creation of an initial grid over this region, another stabilization grid. It's not a nested grid, it's a different type. These are specifically used by earth workers in order to stabilize various regions against natural disaster of various types. If you make good enough friends with the nature spirits in your neighborhood, they will help you avoid the worst effects of storms and such. It is a very fruitful practice to get to know your neighbors there. And we mean not the neighbors who are going to ask you for a cup of sugar, though if you give them one, they'll be happy. The ones that live within the earth and all of the devas and the land that you are steward of, in the communities in which you live, storms will be more frequent. So becoming friends with the nature spirits will pay off great dividends, not only in the sense of oneness and spiritual development, but also very materially and practically in that they can literally save you from disaster and will do if they're friendly with you. So go out and make those friends. Make those friends in your gardens where you're growing vegetables, fruits maybe, to augment your diet. We suggest everyone might think of that, as your food supply system is currently a threat and likely to only deteriorate over the next decade. Or join a community garden. Get to know your friends there. They can give you tips, and you can have a little bit of things that you're doing there. At any rate, it is just a suggestion. Now allow your collective unified field to rise, now rising out into space. Not quite as far as the Artemis shot, but almost expanding as we rise. Expanding so that we can enclose the entire Earth, this time orienting our center at the equator. Doesn't matter where. Usually we do the poles. Today we're doing the equator. And now We are receiving transmissions from Galactic Central through our local star. We stand by for that transmission. Now, adding to transmission from the central sun, we are now opening up to the seventh dimension again in our Elohim friends. They are going to come in from above. The galactic will come in from the external. And within it, and within your unified field, you will feel these two energies meet and mingle, and it might feel pretty floaty. Very good. They are charging the collective unified field, which you are in turn using to charge the grids around the planet. These are addressing multiple layers of grids, not just the collective consciousness grids that we usually work with, but also certain types of grids that support Earth functions. The Elohim will withdraw, leaving transmission from Galactic Central. You may sense a shift in that energy vibration, though. It was discovered that sometimes what said the central sun was putting into Earth, the Earth wasn't very well able to absorb. So the Elohim come in as kind of a translation function for the Earth specifically. We hope that that will allow the Earth to absorb more of what Galactic Center is sending. As you collectively hold the earth within yourselves, you'll feel the coming presence of an Archangel Raziel, and you may feel a tingling at your third eye point. Raziel is giving you all the gift of discernment so that you can see through illusions to the truth of the matter and reveal hidden secrets. Raziel, the Archangel, is the keeper of the secrets. You appeal to Raziel when there's something secret you need to find out. Or if not secret, at least obscure or difficult to find. If you are involved in any kind of divination practice, Raziel is also a good archangel to call to your aid at times like that, along with Nathaniel, who is an angel of prophecy. Archangel Raziel can help you find that which is hidden. And you will be seeing a lot more of Raziel's energy on the planet as many, many old secrets of your civilizations will be revealed. Very good. Thank you. Now, each one of you will feel your own spirits radiating forth from the center of your heart chakra, filling your collective unified field with the collective merged energy of your essences. Each of you has an essence with its own specific skills, talents, abilities, and strengths. They also have pieces of the plan for joy on Earth, for the transition of the planet from one state to another. And they are going to saturate your individual fields with it, but also the collective, so that together as a work group, you hold your vision in common. And each of you will have more awareness of the other pieces while focusing on your own. In the days to come, many of you who you might think of yourself as sleeper cells in a way will be activated by spirit to start working on the mission that you came here for. And that mission was to help during this transition phase of Earth history and human history, to help bring about the highest possible outcome of these collection of crises. And so you may feel a burning at the base of your throat. That's your divine purpose crystal overloading. You just put your hand over that little V at the base of your throat and fill it full of silver ray and violet ray. You know, one of the manifestations, you may also have a dry cough that you keep doing. You're not sure where it comes from. It's usually trying to tell you there's a clog around this divine purpose crystal. And so you put your hands over it with silver ray and violet ray and dissolve any matrix or gunk that's around it, and then it'll be able to shine clearly. It's a holographic projector that actually beams into your field everything you need to fulfill your function on Earth. So it's a fairly important structure, but it's dormant in most people who haven't even gotten close to approaching getting to their purpose on Earth. But you all are not in that category. So your divine purpose crystals are going to be very activated, especially doing this collective work that you do. That means that you're making connections with the others in the group. You're making new, your souls are making new agreements with each other. Some of you already had agreements with each other. Many of you already know each other, but any, you know, there's also new plans being forged, and this will facilitate that. That's why we brought them all in. kind of like a group meeting. And doesn't it feel good, all of you together like that? Isn't that something? Feel how powerful you are. Feel how unstoppable you are. Feel how very celestial you are. And when that lie of unworthiness raises the voice of inner doubt, I invite you to remember this moment of unity with other beings on a spiritual path, all of you dedicated to building heaven on earth. Or joy on earth, whichever you prefer. It's the same thing, really. And so, we will now receive one more transmission from Galactic Central. And this one's kind of intense. So also with the energy of divine grace and divine love, ever-expanding capacity on divine love, please. Whenever you feel some tightness in your chest, in your field, you feel overwhelmed, it means you've hit a ceiling on the energy that's coming through. Take a deep breath and saturate your fields with grace. Remember the mantra, ever-expanding capacity, ease, and grace, and you'll push right through that ceiling and expand out further from it. So every time you hit an energetic ceiling, every time you feel like you just can't handle anymore, use grace. You've hit a threshold. It's time to move and expand past that threshold. You can do that with the aid of grace. You are going to be asked by your spirit to accept more and more of its energy in the coming weeks and months. The dissensions will be somewhat constant. And while this is a good thing, you always want more spirit in your body and fields, it can also mean that you're a lot less grounded and therefore more prone to accidents and mishaps. So we do want to give you a heads up that you're going to have to work harder to ground in the coming weeks. And a lot of you had trouble grounding to begin with, so it will just be a little bit tougher. So we want to bring that in to your attention and remind you that you have tools, the grounding into spirit technique, bringing energy up from the feet to the head rather than from the head to the feet. All of those methods, if you hold on to a piece of hematite, put your feet on lead, whatever it takes, we want you to stay safe and well and thriving through this time of transition. And now, you may either stay in this collective with each other, if you wish, or gently detach and let your consciousness come back into the room. And momentarily, I am going to take the mute off. I'm going to ask that all of you that stay on the call mute your phone unless you have something to say or a question to ask so we don't have a lot of background noise, please. Thank you. Hey, everybody. So I just want to announce I will be at the Michael Students Gathering that's happening in Massanutta, Virginia, May 5th to the 10th. Yay. So any of you that happen to be in the area or want to get in the area, the council will be doing a session on Saturday morning. Shepherd Hoodwin, who I think is also on this call, will also be presenting. And it'd be great to see everybody. Yay. Shepherd, is Shepherd here?
Susanna, is this going to be are you live? Are you going to be there physically?
Yeah, I'm driving down.
No kidding.
Yeah, I'm driving down.
I won't be able to see you, though, because you're way to the east. You're way out of the way from where there is your new... It's Massanet and near Harrisonburg. It's in Harrisonburg.
Oh, I'll drive over to see you. Easy peasy.
Well, that'd be great. I'd love to see you. But, yes, be there from the 5th to the 10th.
There's, if anyone wants to join us at the last minute, there's still plenty of space for people. And the internet connection there is really poor, so they're abandoning trying to do it live over Zoom. But they are going to be recording the sessions that are appropriate for that. And for a modest fee, you can get all the recordings. And in the past, they used to try to edit them, and it would take weeks, but they're just going to send them out immediately after, as is. I think it's $35 or something to get all the recordings. But
that's
yes,
probably worth doing.
Yeah, please join us if you feel so moved. It's in a nice environment, nice kind of hotel-like building that we have to ourselves for all the sessions, and a lot of really fabulous people who will be there, and it's just a real love fest. So if you feel so moved, please join us.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you. Remember, call on the peace angels of the name. You know, we're going to need to have them. They're going to be really useful to us in these days where peace is breaking down everywhere, whether that be the peace in our communities, the peace in our house, or the peace all over the world. Okay.
Jenna?
Yeah.
Quick question. That for me, it's that woozy feeling. You said floaty. Any quick way to anchor that down? Just do the feet to the head?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah. Also, you know, those little rubber shiatsu balls that people also throw in their dryers in lieu of dryer sheets work a treat if you roll your feet on them. They bring you right in because they hit all the acupressure points in your feet simultaneously if you're rolling your feet over them.
Okay, that's a great idea. Thank you. Yeah, woozy.
Are those the ones with the spikes?
Yeah, the ones with the little rubber nubbins.
Yeah.
The ones that look like, you know, aggressive couches. So, but
well,
yeah, for me, who has to struggle to ground, I have to do them when I'm on the computer because I get so abstracted in my head. So I just roll my feet over it. It keeps me from going too far out. And I do it when I need to ground. And I'm an artist, and so I have to work hard to ground. It doesn't come naturally to me. So I got the tricks.
Yeah, I'm an artisan, but I feel like I'm a very grounded person. But as soon as it started, I was like, whoa.
Well, we're dealing with some very high dimensional beings. And it's hard for me to maintain stability when they bring the Elohim in and everything else. I mean, the Elohim, these are Buddhaic beings, and they don't mess around. They just fill your fields with I am, you know, and then you're just I am everything. And it's very hard to come back.
Right. Well, I want to make use of the energy as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
right.
You don't have to intellectually worry about that. Just relax and receive it, and your body and fields and your spirit will do the rest. If you let your ego get too much in the way of it, you could slow it down, actually.
I find
when it comes to the energy with like this, it's better to let your ego take a back seat and let spirit do it. Otherwise,
it's like
a fish biting on the line, you know.
It doesn't feel like ego. It feels more like just benevolent desire to use the energy to assist the area that I'm in, you know.
Oh, no, that's not what I was referring to. I was just like, you know, they will use that energy through you in your location. That's what, you know, each of you is like going to be a representative of that energy for your community. So it will flow through you at various times. And
beautiful. So more like surrender.
Mm-hmm. Just surrender.
Yeah.
Surrender.
Okay.
And, lie back and thank your spirit.
Okay, that was my gut on it. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Everybody.
Love you guys. Hope to see some of you next month, and we'll talk to you. And I will be back after that for our meditation. I didn't know if it was going to interfere or not, but I just checked the calendar, and we should be fine. So I'll see y'all next month.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.